Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Boy, that's something to wake up to.
Yeah, good morning.
Your alarm going off right now.
And you're a little hungover anyway.
Actually, I kind of sound that way. I think right. When I puked the other night a couple weeks ago, I sounded like this.
And if you do that while you smoke weed, you should stop.
Yeah. That's all you do.
Scromiting.
Some people have...
Stopped scromiting.
Yeah.
I heard the second half of that Saturday night about 1 in the morning.
Who puked?
My daughter.
Dark and drinking tequila?
Yeah, shoot.
Tequila shots.
Tequila shots all night.
Yeah, that'll do it, man.
Mom, Dad, I don't feel... damn it. Nothing like cleaning up puke at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That was... who did that, you or her?
Both of us.
Oh, okay. Because
there was two different spots.
Oh, jeez.
She ran to the furthest bathroom
away. I don't even clean my own puke up. Actually, I do, but it's the next morning because I ain't doing it that night. Yeah.
It's easier to do then.
It's easier when it's wet.
I had a little accident myself last night.
I couldn't move down. What? Poop shelf?
I recreated the incident on I-95 outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, you spilled your Tito's?
I spilled a drink.
No.
All over your lap?
All over the floor.
Okay.
It was sitting on the edge of the bed. I didn't know that. I didn't have it on the nightstand.
Did you ever spill a drink on an airplane? I spilled a Bloody Mary a couple years back on my pants. In my seat. A Bloody Mary. That's red. All over my freaking seat.
Maybe I have.
Actually, I spilled a drink on a guy sitting next to me a couple years ago, too.
I think in my little travel pack, I have those. I think they make Shout to Go or something, so I managed to get it out that way.
No, I went in the bathroom and soaked my jeans up, I just let my shirt hang out. It's pretty embarrassing.
It's a good thing you didn't have your normal white trousers on that you fly
That's
with.
That's true. That's why I don't fly the white trousers.
They look like that a scene straight out of a Wichita bathroom after somebody pooped on the end of his jersey.
That'd be you. You did that. Not somebody. You did that. Petey's in the house. A little later on, comedian Pete Lee. That's later this hour, actually. Ben Bailey and also Mr. Skin all today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast, we have Stitcher, iTunes, and Ask Alexa.
Later this week, too, Greg Warren, Dick Harp.
Dick Harp.
Yeah, Dick's going to be here.
And they could have used him yesterday.
Sean Ganant.
Sean Ganant.
They could have.
Jack Hanna.
Oh, that's right, Jack.
Jack Hanna's going to be
calling. And Paul Mercurio.
Paul Mercurio is going to call and visit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't get enough.
Wow.
Possibly one other surprise tomorrow, but I'm still waiting on confirmation on that one.
That's your...
I love following on Twitter. He's great on Twitter, the guy. Hopefully he calls tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. And today is National App Day. Not sure why, but it is.
Have an appetizer or download an app you're never going to use anyway?
I don't think it's an appetizer.
No one... calls that an appetizer.
Anymore. You basically just call... You're right. That's not an appetizer.
An appetizer.
Nobody says you want an app. They always say, do you want an appetizer? App's winning the battle.
No.
Your phone is winning the battle. When I hear app, I think of the phone.
Yeah, but I still hear the word app.
Yeah, but it's...
commercials.
But they're losing that battle.
Good. Because
it's appetizer.
To me, are things on your phone.
Right.
Tell you whatever.
They're applications.
The things that you have 50 of and use 3.
Right. But nobody uses the word
exactly
application. So app should be for applications on your phone, and you can say appetizer. You've been saying it for years.
Yeah.
No need to cut syllables now.
Bitcoin's doing well.
I tweeted something out about that this weekend. There was an article, and I said, this is probably interesting, but I don't care. And I'm not reading it.
Oh, I thought you were...
Is it the futures?
No, it was just... it was a... you know, I always point to you because you're our Bitcoin expert.
Oh, no.
I know.
No.
You are.
No.
You're
I just know it exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm not as against it as you.
I don't. Well, you don't have it, so that means you're against it.
No.
Oh, no. Craig, Todd read something even funnier that you can't spend it on anything.
You can't.
Yeah.
No, we did that story.
Oh, you can. I just take out.
Oh, here it is. So, this is great. I should probably should read this. 7 lies Bitcoin fans tell themselves and anyone else who will listen. And I wrote, I'm sure this is interesting, but I don't understand or care. But you're right. 7 lies. So maybe there is some crap going on. Seven lies that Bitcoin fans tell themselves. Oh, it's in Forbes. What do they know about money?
I've often wondered.
Nothing.
Right. The chart I got mailed to me was a comparison between Bitcoin and Chuck E. Cheese tokens. For example, physical currency, Bitcoin, no. Chuck E. Cheese tokens, yes. Can be used to buy pizza and skeetball.
In the morning.
Bitcoin, no. Chuck E. Cheese tokens, yes.
I don't think that's true.
Can you buy pizza
with
Bitcoin?
You can't buy pizza with a token.
I don't
think you
can.
If you
don't
know. Chuck E. Cheese.
I haven't been in a long,
long
time.
I don't think they'll allow you to buy. You can't go up and say, I'd like a slice of pizza. Here's a token.
Can you change in your tokens? Because you spent money on those tokens.
I don't know.
I don't go to Chuck E. Cheese ever. But when their kids were small, I went a couple of times.
Right.
And you can't. Here's, read that one there, Craig. That's a good one, too, about Bitcoin.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You cannot snort cocaine through a rolled up Bitcoin.
No, nope. You can't. So give me some cash money.
Actually, through any kind of coin. But
true. Well, you know what I mean. There's no bit dollars. There's no bit ones.
No.
Can be used to buy black tar heroin. Bitcoin, yes. Because you got to go on the dark web for that. Chuck E. Cheese tokens, probably not.
Maybe. You find a junkie at Chuck E. Cheese, yeah. He might need some bitcoins for his kids. He might sell you some heroin for tokens.
Last time I was at Chuck E. Cheese, I wanted to be a junkie.
Mainline.
Yeah. I wanted drugs.
Yeah. They have blue lights everywhere so you can't find your veins.
The last one
Chuck
is,
E. Cheese.
People shut the F up about it. Bitcoin, no. Chuck E. Cheese tokens, yes.
I think that's why Craig's doing it now, just to piss us off.
Yeah.
But I've lost my interest in even being mad about it anymore.
Well, there is actually news. They did start selling futures.
So that's
now buy Bitcoin futures, officially trading on an exchange.
So that's how they're getting away with that.
And so that is pushing up the price of Bitcoin as well now.
So they're treating it like a commodity.
Yeah.
Which we know much more about. Because we're all money men here. We have a stock club all we get together, all four of us.
And yeah, TV. Sorry, I keep missing those.
I know.
Except when we got other things going on.
Except we got everything going on. We see you at the stock meeting tonight.
Well, it's like pork belly, that kind of stuff.
Oh, we definitely invest in that.
By the way, apparently it's belly, too. Time to start thinking about buying your corn herbicide. I saw a lot of commercials yesterday.
Oh, really?
During a local break.
Yeah.
Guys coming on and telling you what kind of corn herbicide you're supposed to get.
Good to know.
Oh, it's time to do it now, huh?
Well, I think it's time to buy it. I don't know when you apply it exactly.
Oh, good to know.
It's one of those landmarks, you know, right around Christmas.
Right.
Yep. You're doing your Christmas shopping.
Corn herbicide.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm getting everybody is a corn herbicide gift certificate.
Thanks.
Can't wait.
Because I don't know what brand they like. A lot of people are pretty broad brand loyal when it comes to their corn herbicide.
I know I am. I like that one kind.
Yeah, I don't want to get you the wrong kind.
That's true.
Although I've known you long enough. I know your choice of corn herbicide. Unless it's changed over the years.
On the week that Matt Lauer was fired because of sexual misconduct charges, NBC's Today Show beat everybody else, even ABC, for the first time in 3 months.
Well, people are tuning in to see how they're reacting. That's exactly why. oh my God, we got to see these women without Lauer and see if they're saying anything. So, of course, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't necessarily help CBS.
It didn't, did it?
No, it didn't.
He didn't get the creep bump from firing Charlie Rose.
Well, come on, look at this.
Well, the stories weren't quite as salacious from Charlie.
No, they weren't. Charlie Rose, actually, the best thing that happened to Charlie Rose was Matt Lauer.
Yeah,
just, pretty
much.
Whatever, I'm just the old creep. I'm done.
But, oh, yeah.
Matt Lauer, everybody just hates
his ass.
There
were some horrible stories about Matt Lauer.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie didn't have the super villain lock the door from under the desk button.
No, Charlie said, hey.
There were also not New York Times reports of Charlie Rose banging someone until they're unconscious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold it. Is that a crime?
Yes.
Okay. What if you're so good and they just pass out?
They didn't explain the details.
I'm uncomfortable with that one. I just don't know.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I'm guessing. It sounds like
headboard?
He had to drug her.
Oh, that's different.
I don't think
that's illegal.
Happened. I don't think that happened either.
That or she was really tired.
Yeah, I passed out during sex once. She banged me too. I was unconscious.
I don't think that's this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
It wasn't. I was drunk and passed out during the middle of it.
You drank yourself unconscious and then started having sex.
No, I was awake when I had sex. Then I woke up
by myself.
Yeah,
but then the drink kicked in.
Kicked in, I passed out.
And then you went unconscious. Yeah. So, I got kind of a problem with that, too. I don't know how that happens. How does that manifest itself?
I don't know. It could have been
either you're really good or really bad.
No, it could be neither one of those. Right. It could have just been a function of her emotional state at that particular time.
Right, she might have just shut down.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Mentally and physically.
Right. I wouldn't necessarily say. Fergie opening up about her addiction to the crystal meth.
That's right. She liked the good meth.
Still, though, it's meth, man. You think you'd be in better drugs if you got that kind of cash.
She said that she was suffering from chemically induced psychosis and dementia.
That's probably the only drug available when she went back with her husband to Minot, North Dakota.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that just maybe explains that band she was in.
She said she was hallucinating on a daily basis.
Horrible, man.
She said her addiction was the hardest boyfriend she ever had to break up with. Now she's hoping that story will help others.
I don't have anything to do with their breakup.
What's that?
Her and Josh DeMar are done.
I imagine it did. We just talked to a guy who's getting rid of a woman because of a meth problem.
Suffering from chemically induced psychosis and dementia, hallucinating on a daily basis.
Which you had to be to enjoy the Black Eyed Peas, too, by the way. Crystal meth.
Wow.
She was a great singer. She should be a solo artist. Speaking of that Black Eyed Peas, you had a cute story. I thought it was kind of funny, too.
Oh, yeah. An odd little story. Will I Am.
Yeah. From the Peas.
From the Peas.
If you're a pea head, you listen to you call them the Peas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I did not know
that. I said pea head. I'm a pea head.
P-E-A.
Doesn't matter. It's pronounced pea head. I'm a pea head.
And no, you're not.
No, you're right. I wish I was. Tony's a pea head.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
He's more of a blackhead.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, his head's really small, but it is black.
When she was all messed up, would she see holograms of Will I Am?
No, this is a story. Go ahead. Tell this.
Yeah,
stupid.
Will I Am. He said that he was thinking about changing his name to Bill I Am.
So he didn't go Muslim or anything. I just love that. I'm Bill I Am. That's a cute story. I like that one.
Actually, it's a tribute to Bill Gates, but not the point here.
Right.
It's just funny.
I just thought it might be his regular name. William, Bill. He's
Bill.
Just Bill now.
I'm Bill I Am.
Please, Will I Am is my father.
That's right.
Yeah. Saudi Arabia putting an end to its ban on movie theaters. It is part of a...
Man, welcome to the century.
Yeah.
One of them.
Well, last century.
Yeah.
Well, they're making all kinds of changes.
They are.
It's
Saudi
part Arabia. Of a wave of social reforms by the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Theaters were outlawed in the kingdom during the 80s amid a strict Islamic conservative crackdown.
Good for this dude. I mean, granted, it's slow, but whatever.
And now we get movie theaters in Saudi Arabia. Did you go to the movie theater in the United States of America?
No, I went twice last week. So
no.
That was
twice.
Twice, yeah.
I didn't see anything this
weekend.
I guess
I missed that.
I went on in the middle of the week.
No, you didn't. He talked about them.
You're saving up all your energy for the
yeah,
Last Jedi
the
this weekend?
I just remember one of
them, not two of them. Oh, yeah, that's this weekend, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah.
80,000 screens with The Last Jedi.
No one else putting out any movies in last week, this week, next week.
Just one movie out there?
There's right. just one movie.
When's Downside? I do want to see that. Downside.
Looks week after
That's
next.
The one that looks good. I don't
yeah, week
that.
After
I, other than right. that, I don't want to see anything.
Weekend before Christmas, yeah. I think.
So
I don't know if that's select theaters.
No, that's a huge release.
Or if it's a wide release movie.
No, I think
movie.
That's wide release. I've seen,
oh, that's wide
I've
release.
Seen the trailers
yeah.
on yeah. pretty big national
No, that's
programs.
A wide release.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Coco. Number one over the weekend.
See Coco Puss? I said Coco no. Puss. You should try that.
And the people that saw it.
Not a good breakfast cereal.
The Coco Puss, no.
Really?
No.
No,
she
it's
works
not.
At the Bunny Ranch, though. Really? She's hot.
Sounds
man.
Good
Coco
to me.
Coco Puss.
Wow.
And they took that stupid Frozen cartoon off the front end this weekend.
Yeah, she, okay.
You bastards don't know how good you have it.
Well, think of it this way.
Saw it this weekend.
You got yourself a free Frozen cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are Beautiful. People out there who would pay for that. There are people out there who are disappointed they didn't get the free Frozen cartoon.
No.
I don't know. It's 20 minutes is not a cartoon. That's another long movie. A short. Even
short
back in the days,
three,
we used to. Yeah,
3 to 5.
Yeah, 3 to 5, right.
And I'd have been cool with that.
Right.
But no. Yeah, to go 22 freaking minutes.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
After wow. 15
before
minutes
the movie,
of trailers
man.
And before the hour and 45 minute movie.
Oh, just shoot me.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds brutal. More brutal now I think about it than it was last week.
It does. You're absolutely right.
And if you're going to do that, throw me a heads up. So it was on.
Yeah.
There was nothing that I read that said that was going to be there.
Yeah, well, that's why people bitch and it's not there.
No buildup?
No.
No warning?
Put that in the advertisements. Hey,
right.
plus just stupid Frozen.
Well, now
cartoon.
They put it out there that, hey, we're not doing that anymore. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not out
yeah,
there.
Starting yeah, this yeah, weekend, yeah. they took it off.
Sorry.
Puss and Roy Moore bitched. He sat through one, too, recently.
Don't ever throw me in that boat.
Roy
well, no,
didn't gripe.
No, you're just both there with underage people. That's why.
But
yours
I was
yours your
be.
Daughter, right. His was just a weird thing, you know.
Very weird.
Right. That's the way he gets into the mall is
yeah.
he sneaks in sneaks through the theater.
Exactly.
Justice League has now sold $212 million worth of tickets.
Changed my life.
Yeah, in the last 3.5 weeks.
And it's still considered a flop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's Wonder, The Disaster Artist, and Thor.
All good slice of life movies.
Well, Wonder's about that kid yeah. with the messed up face that kids pick
Oh,
on.
Yeah. I've seen previews to that.
Yeah, they say it's pretty decent for kids. It's a family thing.
But that's why I like movies like Thor, because I look at it and say, that could happen to me.
Yeah.
That could happen in everyday life.
Well, there is escapism, but that's not my kind of escapism, you know. Thor and that kind of stuff. But I know people go there for that.
Yeah.
But some people just only go to those, though. I mean, that's all they
sure.
see. Tony.
And fine.
Tony. Old P-head.
What'd
you call him, Tony?
The old blackhead.
You call him blackhead.
Like whatever you like. But I like a story when I go to a
I
movie.
I do, too.
And I like a story I can kind of relate to.
Yeah, if I, you know, my escape stuff would be more shoot 'em up stuff if I actually watch escape stuff. You know, like the John Wick stuff is pretty, it's just brutally.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal escapism is what that would be.
I don't mind a little over-the-top action
every
once in a while.
Yeah, I do, too. But that Thor stuff now. Because, you know, John Wick could happen. Not really, but it could happen. Pete Lee. Is that next?
Yes.
Yeah, coming up.
After break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.